Judges chapter 1, verses 1 through 26, these are God's words. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked Yahweh, saying, Who shall be first to go up for us against the Canaanites to fight against them? And Yahweh said, Judah shall go up. Indeed, I have delivered the land into his hand. So Judah said to Simeon his brother, Come up with me to my allotted territory, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I will likewise go with you to your allotted territory. And Simeon went with him. Then Judah went up, and Yahweh delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand, and they killed 10,000 men at Bezek. And they found Adoni-Bezek in Bezek and fought against him, and they defeated the Canaanites and the Perizzites. Then Adoni-Bezek fled, and they pursued him, and caught him, and cut off his thumbs and big toes. And Adoni-Bezek said, 70 kings with their thumbs and big toes cut off used to gather scraps under my table, as I have done, so God has repaid me. Then they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. Now the children of Judah fought against Jerusalem, and took it. They struck it with the edge of the sword and set the city on fire. And afterward the children of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites who dwelt in the mountains, in the south, and in the lowland. And Judah went against the Canaanites who dwelt in Hebron. Now the name of Hebron was formerly Kiriath Arba. And they killed Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai. From there they went against the inhabitants of Debir. The name of Debir was formerly Kiriath Sefer. Then Caleb said, Whoever attacks Kiriath Sefer and takes it, to him I will give my daughter Achsa as wife. And Othniel the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it. So he gave him his daughter Achsa as wife. Now it happened when she came to him that she urged him to ask her father for a field. And she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, What do you wish? So she said to him, Give me a blessing, since you have given me land in the south. Give me also springs of water. And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. Now the children of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up from the city of palms with the children of Judah into the wilderness of Judah, which lies in the south near Arad. And they went and dwelt among the people. And Judah went with his brother Simeon, and they attacked the Canaanites, who inhabited Zephath, and utterly destroyed it. So the name of the city was called Hormah. Also Judah took Gaza with its territory, Ashkelon with its territory, Ekron with its territory. So Yahweh was with Judah, and they drove out the mountaineers, but they could not drive out the inhabitants of the lowland, because they had chariots of iron. And they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses had said. Then he expelled from there the three sons of Anak. But the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who inhabited Jerusalem. So the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day. And the house of Joseph also went up against Bethel, and Yahweh was with them. So the house of Joseph sent men to spy out Bethel. The name of the city was formerly Luz. And when the spies saw a man coming out of the city, they said to him, Please, show us the entrance to the city, and we will show you mercy. So he showed them the entrance to the city, and they struck the city with the edge of the sword. But they let the man and all his family go. And the man went to the land of the Hittites, built a city, called its name Luz, which is its name to this day. So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. Okay, so the book of Judges comes right after the book of Joshua. And Ezekiel, verse 1 says, Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass. So who has just died? Who has just died, Ezekiel?
Joshua
just died. In the book of Joshua, the Israelites were taking the land. Okay, so defeating those who were in the land before, who are, for the most part, now defeated. Now they are possessing the land, cleaning out They need to clean out the inhabitants who have remained thus far. And they ask the Lord something in verse 1. What do they ask the Lord? Victoria. What do they ask the Lord? What do they ask Yahweh in verse 1? Okay, so who shall be the first to go up to fight against the Canaanites? And what did the Lord answer, John?
The Lord said, Judah shall go up. Indeed, I have delivered the land into his hand.
Okay, so the Lord says, send Judah up first. And whom does Judah ask to go with him, Beatrice? Simeon. Okay. He asked Simeon to go up with him in verse 3. And you can see in verse 17 that Judah also goes with Simeon to dispossess their land. So far, so good. The people are inquiring of Yahweh. Remember, at the end of Joshua, we read that not only did the people serve all the days of Joshua, but also the days of the elders who outlived Joshua. Judah and Simeon are cooperating, although as we go through the book of Judges, one of the things we'll see is that the tribes get more and more at odds with each other, and the people of God start to fragment and fight amongst themselves, have conflict amongst themselves. So that's going to be a theme to watch for. But right here at the beginning, the Lord's showing us that Judah and Simeon are cooperating. Yahweh was with Judah. He said, I have delivered the land into his hand. He tells us, verse 19, Yahweh was with Judah. Interestingly enough, however, they are not able to drive out the lowland Philistines out on the coast area. Why does verse 19, what reason does verse 19 give us? Okay, because they had chariots of iron. Very interesting. There is some defect then in Judah's conquest of the land. We must assume, of course, that the defect is in Judah and not in the Lord being with Judah. But already we have the theme several times, or a couple of times at least, in our passage, of failure to drive people all the way out. Who else fails to drive out whom from where? Okay, Emmett, Benjamites fail to drive out whom?
Jebusites
from where?
Jerusalem.
And then when the house of Joseph goes up against Bethel, do they destroy all the Bethelites? No. Rather than following the Lord's commands and completely wiping out all of the people of Bethel, all of the people of the land, the Canaanites, that justly and rightly, according to many places in the scripture, are being judged by the Lord in this conquest, they spare a guy. They say, if you do what? Alright, so they make a deal. If the guy helps them, they'll let him go. And what does he promptly do?
Help him.
He helps them, they let him go. What does he promptly do when they let him go?
Go to the oldest city with the same name.
Yes. He's like, I'm gonna build a Hittite city over here, and I'm gonna build it with the same name as Canaanite, or as many people say, Canaanite city. that you all just defeated. And you can see there, can't you, the hints, the startings of the snare, the trouble that the Lord's people are going to have by failing to follow through completely on what the Lord has given them to do. And of course, all of this is reminding us that Joshua did not give the people rest. The promised land was not the final fulfillment of God's good promises for his people. Even after the problem in Judges, and we're going to be hearing throughout the book of Judges, and there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes. We're going to get tired of hearing that over the next many weeks in which we're in the book of Judges. But even after there is a king in Israel, every king that we see in Israel not the king that we're looking for. Even after God promises David that one of his descendants will be the forever king, we see descendant after descendant after descendant of King David. And we think, not the promised one, not the promised one, not the promised one, not the promised one. Why? Who is the promised one? What do you guys whisper?
Jesus
is the promised one. And the promises of God are all for Christ and in Christ. All the promises of God find in him their yes. Jesus is not a plan B. It's not like God was trying the Israel thing and that failed. And he's like, well, what do I do now? I guess I'll send a divine king. Jesus was the plan from before the world began, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the plan was always that Jesus would be the one in whom all of these promises would be kept. And so it's not surprising that we see God's people showing that they are disobedient and that they are weak, and that we need a perfect and powerful Savior, even our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, help us to trust in Christ, not to think that we are going to somehow make things go well for ourselves. But Lord, help us to trust in him, hope in him, know that he is our Savior, obey him and yield to him as our King, trust that he will defeat all of his and our enemies. And help us to obey him as our King, to be full of love and thankfulness and to desire that others would see the difference that Jesus makes in us. Oh Lord, it is only your grace that has ever made a difference, a good difference in any of your people. And so we pray that you would be glorified in our lives. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.